Welcome to the prayer journey where you can take your place in our community of prayer. I am your host, T.N. Brown. Please feel free to join in by dialing 1-877-904-0198, or you can give us your prayer request on the Our Prayer Facebook page. Hey, everybody. So glad another week. God has blessed us, and I'm so glad to be here with you all. Today is a great day, and in my thoughts, I'm thinking about, you know, one of the hardest things about being a child of God is that the expectation of obedience. Now, I mean, we certainly want to be obedient to God's word. God's ultimate command is something that actually sounds really quite beautiful, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. And for some of you, you might say, well, you know, that's easy. I love me. And for some, you may say, well, I love me sometimes, right? But sometimes neighbors don't necessarily act godly or good or kind. You know, neighbors have a tendency, and I'm sure all of us can attest to this, you know, neighbors, family members, friends, they can sometimes be really unkind. They can be very inconsiderate, downright unloving, and it really challenges one's quest to love and forces you to channel forgiveness. Now, Colossians 3, it says, bearing one with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other, as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Now, that's a powerful scripture, and we believe in the word of God. Yet, for most of us, that's easier said than done. You know, what if you're confronted with a life-changing incident or a loved one that betrays you? I mean, I've been hurt, I've been betrayed, and it's very tough. And I'm sure that many of you listening right now have gone through life and experiences, and for this, it's been the same for you. You know, you've been betrayed in some way by a close person, and you know, it's really tough to have to deal with that. So, you know, last week, Guidepost writer Julia Attaway wrote a blog that helped me wrap my head around the concept of forgiveness. And guess what, everybody? Julia joins us today. Welcome, Julia.
Welcome to you too. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
We are so glad to have you. It is absolutely a blessing, and we look forward to this conversation of talking about love and forgiveness, how to forgive when it's hard to forget. So in your blog post on guidepost.org, you talked about, I thoroughly enjoyed the blog, by the way. It was awesome. But in your blog, Love Your Enemies, you talked about an angry person making sort of a mess of your day and that of your children. Can you give us, you know, some what happened here?
Well, it was really complicated, but due to a fairly obvious misunderstanding, someone in a legal capacity came into our home, and I had been open and honest and as straightforward as possible with this person in advance. So that person knew the situation and the basic information. And, of course, my kids were terrified. And although I'd arranged our entire family schedule, including I had to get on a plane that morning to accommodate the visit, the person arrived an hour late, didn't apologize, and had a really bad attitude. And she proceeded to make hostile comment after hostile comment, both to myself and to my children. And my kids, I have several children who have anxiety disorders and two who are currently clinically depressed. So this was like triggering everybody every which way. And I had to leave to catch a plane, so I couldn't even stay to help them process the experience. So I was so angry that I got all the way to the airport through security and was halfway across the country on that plane before I realized that on some level I had to think of this person as an enemy, someone who, whether she intended to or not, was doing me harm. And that's when I thought of Matthew 5:44, which says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you.
Wow. Yeah, I think one of the key things that you mentioned initially is, you know, that you are open and honest with this person. And a lot of times for us, that is like the open door for hurt. You know, what mm-hmm. seems that hurt would come to segue itself into our lives through this door of open and honesty. And I think that, you know, for many people, you know, that's where we really feel it. Have you experienced that?
Oh, absolutely. I think you're exactly on the target. You know, it's because we are asked to be open and honest, and because I desire to be an honest person, because if God is truth, I need to be, you know, I want to be honest because I want to be like him. So, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, okay, you know, so here's somebody who has harmed me and harmed my kids, which in my eyes is often a worse sin. You know, and I did not want to pray for this person. And thinking about that Matthew 5:44, and totally did not want to pray for that person. Yet, when I'm boxed in, and when I'm at the mercy of someone else's whim or anger or power or baggage, and when the circumstances are not in my control, the only thing I can always address is the heart. I can address my heart, and I can address that person's heart. So I knew that whatever was going on in that other person's life, my heart at that moment was so hard that the only thing that I could do right then was to pray for my enemy. And I didn't mean pray for her to get a better attitude or pray for her to make a better choice or, you know, have things work out my way, but to pray for her good. So, you know, and the fact that I did not want to pray for her told me that my heart was really hard. Because I do think, you know, the strength, when you don't want to pray, when you're like, no, that's actually the gauge of how hard your heart is. And honestly, how hard the prayer has to be.
Wow.
So
that's powerful.
You know, it's really true, though, you know, because it's like, oh, you know, it's so hard that I don't even want to do the right thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's sin. Yeah. You know, right there, you know, you can be angry. I mean, we all get angry. But, you know, when you turn it into a rebellion, then that's a different thing.
Well, I think that's the key. Go ahead.
So, you know, I think, you know, at that point, obedience, I knew I didn't have it in me to come up with my own words to get to obedience. I was like, it was past where I could go.
So
I chose a prayer from Scripture, and I prayed it instead. So if I take the Lord's Prayer, for example, and I say, I am praying this on behalf of this person, and I start praying the prayer. So I say, Our Father. I'm like, Our Father, oh, and I'm so mad at her, and I can't stand this, and I, you know, and all right, stop, back up, Our Father, and then everything kicks in again, you know, all those feelings, and all that emotion, and then, you know, so you get to Our Father who art in heaven, and then I have to stop and say, okay, I'm praying this for this person, and then, you know, I just keep rewinding, it takes forever sometimes, but you get through it, and you can get through it because you're not relying on yourself. And that was Jesus' prayer. That was his prayer. And to pray it on behalf of someone else is a very powerful thing. And it's really, it's just plowing through, you know, slogging along one step after another, one word after another. And you can feel the pushback. You can just feel it. When you finally get through it, you're through it. You know, I mean, or at least you're through something.
Yeah, no, this is excellent. And I think a lot of that, you know, trying to get through it, you mentioned in your article the fact that it was war. This is your words. It was war.
Mm-hmm.
Times when
mm-hmm.
you would pray and you would have to redo and start over because you understood there was this toiling going back and forth. You know, the Word of God says that the flesh is enmity to the spirit. Spirit is enmity to flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And so these two don't get along. You know, they're not necessarily buddies at all, you know. So
mm-hmm.
when we are trying to, you know, be obedient, yet there's rebellion at the door because we're saying, look, I don't, there's nothing in me outside of the Spirit of God that wants this, you know, me to pray for this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it allows us to really understand the warfare that's going on. And when we can understand that, we can recognize and realize that, you know, God has to win. You know, it's not about us. It is about God. It is about his love and his forgiveness and how he's loved and forgiven us. And so this, you mentioned this key of obedience, you know, that is really key, that even when we don't feel like it, you know, we understand it's not in and of our own selves, but it's really the Spirit of God that empowers us to pray for others. And I love how you said that, you know, sometimes you don't have the words to pray, so that you would go then to Scripture.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really powerful and helpful to many of us because I'm sure many of you out there, and I want you to call in because I want to hear your feedback. The number is 1-877-904-0198. You know, many of us are in instances where we're like, look, this person hurt me so bad. The last thing I want to do is pray something good for this person because, you know, they've hurt me so bad. But the power in the Word of God is that it is our sword, and that's the only thing that's going to cut the attacks of the enemy down, right?
I agree with you. And I get something when you were saying something about obedience. You know, when we have to go to work and we don't feel like it, that's obedience. We do it, right? Because it's what we have to do. And I think it really helps to think of forgiveness as work. It's the work God gives us to do when we've been hurt.
Yeah.
So, you know, the thing is, though, we have to want to forgive. We have to actually, what we have to want to do is want to be like Jesus more than we want to be mad or more than we want to nurse our wounds. And I think what happens is we think, I can't possibly forgive that person. And of course it's not true. If God asks us to do it, we can do it. We might need help. Or we might need time, and we might need insight, and we might need guidance. But if God's asking us, we can do it. We can
We can do it. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So people of God, we want you to pull on your strength today, which is in the Lord, and know that you can forgive. Julia is here to encourage us that you can forgive because she was able to do it. And this is just awesome, Julia. Look, we're going to go to the lines. We have some callers who want to offer their comments or questions, whatever it is. We're here to talk with you. Julia's here to talk with you. You're on the line. Hi, this is the Prayer Journey. Okay, we'll go to our next caller. I don't think they realize that they're on the line. Hi, this is Tian Brown. You're on the Prayer Journey with Julia Attaway. How are you? Hello? Okay. I think some of our callers, they press the key indicator to say that they want to talk, but they don't realize that they press it.
Gotcha. That's okay.
And that's fine. Yeah, we'll keep dialoguing.
We'll
For those of you who do want to comment or share, you know, maybe a personal situation, maybe you have a question for Julia regarding forgiveness, we want to talk with you. And remember, this is a community, so we learn from each other. So feel free to give us a call. The number is 1-877-904-0198. And if you want to speak, press the number 1, and it will indicate to our producers that you're ready to talk. Julia, you said, you know, you were obedient and you prayed for that person. But even when you pray, how quickly can forgiveness follow?
Well, you know, I think it depends on how much work you're being asked to do. you know, I Yeah, one reason that we struggle with forgiveness is because we tend to think it's a one-time thing. And the truth is, at least in my life, when the wounds go deep, wounds heal in layers. So we can only forgive what we're aware of at the time. You know, and sometimes those wounds are a lot deeper. So it's not like it didn't take. It's just that there was more. And, you know, in the same way that you learn anything, you know, like you know a scripture, you say, oh, I got that one. And then, like, 6 months later, you're like, I got that one.
Right.
You got it on another level. You know, I think, you know, sin affects us in that way, and so we have to forgive in that way. So it takes time. And it's just the way that it is. It's not always going to be a one-time thing.
No, it is a process, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a process. It is a journey, and I thank you for highlighting that, because oftentimes, you know, we may feel like, you know, I've forgiven, that's it, it's gone. And don't get me wrong, the power, you know, we put no limits to the power of the Spirit, whereby we're able to just, you know, forgive and be okay, and it's just gone. It's like there's no trace of it, you know, in terms of having to kind of deal with it on a daily basis. We put no limits to that. However, when God allows us to go through that process, you know, I would say that it allows us to work through, like you said, dealing with our heart and really our relationship with the Lord. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, when you were talking in the beginning about betrayal, and that when we're betrayed, it's really hard. The truth is, Jesus was betrayed. And in each betrayal, we can learn something more about how he saw the world. We can learn a little bit more about how to be like him. Now, we're not going to learn that if we just go, oh, that'll happen. I mean, we can pray for it. We can say, Lord, show me how I can grow to be more like you through
Yeah.
You know, because a lot of times I think we get stuck in thrashing about saying, take this away, make it go, make it stop, don't make it hurt so much. And in truth, you say, okay, let me accept this suffering. And what do you want me to do with it?
Yeah.
You know, how can this change my heart to be more like yours?
How did you, through this experience or maybe another experience, how did you come to this, you know, this process of having to accept the suffering that you had to go through, and what were you able to learn and gain out of it as you realized that, you know what, God is calling me to suffer in this process for a reason?
You know, I think, I think it's not necessarily, not always that God is calling me to suffer, or, you know, or that it's in any circumstance we are called to draw closer to God.
Right.
So it's not necessarily that the circumstances are designed to call us closer to God. You know, sometimes stuff happens, you know.
Right, right.
You know, somebody else's sin hurts us. But what, you know, Jesus's suffering was redemptive. If he can take that, the worst suffering, and I think, you know, when we're really, really, really hurting and can't bear or feel we can't bear that level of suffering, you know, we can multiply it. We want to understand a little bit more about Jesus. We can multiply that level of suffering by every person who's ever lived. That's what he saw on the cross. That's what he did.
Wow.
You know, it's big. It's really big.
Wow.
And so I think in any circumstance that we're in, or you can say, you know, this really stinks, Lord. And I love the Psalms. I got to tell you, I love when those Israelites are out there shaking their fists like, hey, did you forget about this? You know, what about the promises? And, you know, and I yell at God all the time. Because, you know, they did. I can. He's not going to, you know, he can take it. And he knows I'll come around. And sometimes it's the yelling out of that allows you to come around and get to the end of that psalm and say, and I love you, and I praise you, and I will always. You know, and that's really where you got to end up.
Wow.
But I think, you know, you learn these things one hard experience at a time.
Yeah, that's really it. And it's a day-by-day, issue-by-issue, experience-by-experience, you know, growing process. But when you are able to grow in it and grow closer to God and say, you know, and even be able to look back and say, you know what, 5 years ago when this happened, I noticed that I matured in my reaction, you know. And so that's the beauty of our prayer journey, where we walk with God and mature in our faith. So, yeah, thank you for that. Listen, callers, you still have an opportunity to share your thoughts, your comments, your questions with Julia. I'll tell you, this woman of God is just spitting knowledge to us today and some great keys for our walk in learning how to love and forgive. We have our weekly giveaway. It's a book, Daily Talks with God, Seasons of Prayer. Julia talks about, you know, praying for our enemies when it's hard to pray for them. You know, this book will give you some, you know, guidance on praying and prayers that can help you no matter what situation you're in. So we want to give that away to you. Feel free to give us a call. The number is 1-877-904-0198. And if you desire to speak, you press the number 1, and our producers will acknowledge you, and we'd love to talk with you. Julia, you know, the core of our topic today is love and forgiveness. And, you know, it's a strong topic. But, you know, it says love and forgiveness, how to forgive when it's hard to forget. And I want you to touch on that. We do have a caller, and I want to make sure that I acknowledge everyone and let them speak. Let's see. Hi, how are you? Tian, you're on the prayer journey.
Thank you. I have more of a statement to make, more so than a question to ask. And
okay.
My statement is that I have experienced this heartache and this trial of love and forgiveness. After 25 years of marriage, I was, and it was ended in a very bitter divorce. I went through 5 years of seeking the Lord and asking Him to help me forgive my ex-husband. And that was truly a process that took 5 years for me to walk through. But at the end of that 5 years, I did feel a burden lifted off my shoulders of relief of the forgiveness that I had, because I had to end up praying for him. And there was times I didn't want to pray for him. And there was times I didn't want to forgive him. I was angry. And then I even expressed it to God. I told him, I'm angry with you, and I'm angry at him. I don't understand. And but through that process, like you said, calling out to him, yelling out to him, you do get to a place where you come to the understanding that, okay. And then I end up calling my ex-husband and asking him to forgive me, because it wasn't, you know, anytime you go through this process, it's not just all about you being hurt. There were some things that were contributed on both sides, on both parties.
Right.
That made that, you know, and I came to that conclusion in the fourth year that I had some part in that disagreement and fallen out as well. And so I did call him and ask him to forgive me for things that I may have done to cause that. And he wanted to know details, and I couldn't give him details. Only those details belong to God and me, because he wasn't able to handle that. And but doing that released me even more of saying that I was sorry. Then that really hurt, but then it helped at the same time. But saying all of that, fast forward, in the past couple of years, I've encountered a similar situation where I was staying with a lady roommate, and went in with the understanding that this was only going to be temporary, and at the end of the timing, it ended pretty much like my ex-husband. I mean, it was all of a sudden turning, and I couldn't understand why I was encountering this again. I said, Lord, I don't understand. What am I doing to even bring this about? And that's a process that really hurts that I'm dealing with right now. The root causes that these things come about, that it hurts and you know you have to forgive, but yet there's a point that you don't want to, and then you're still stuck.
Yep. You know, I have a prayer that I started praying last summer when I was doing a lot of house renovations. I live in an apartment that was built in 1933. So when you start doing one thing, you know, like literally the whole wall can fall down. Mm-hmm. And I had to go into my one of my kids' rooms, and I knew that there was a crack in that wall. And I was really tired of all the mess. And I stood outside that room, and I thought, oh, I don't want to go in there. And then finally I pushed that thought out, and I said, I'm going to pray a different prayer. And it's completely changed my life. Because the prayer that I said is, Lord, just show me what I got to see. just show me. I can deal with it. I can start to deal with it if I see it. And you know, I went in that room, and you know, the whole wall fell down. but you know, it's like, okay, you know, I wasn't living in the fear of knowing, because that's what that prayer took away.
Wow.
And you know, I commend you so much for having the courage to call your ex-husband, because that takes major courage, and to ask forgiveness.
It was 4 years before I could do that. Yeah, that wasn't a problematic process.
It isn't, and you wouldn't have gotten there without the 4 years of prayer.
No,
you
that's
wouldn't.
True.
It doesn't happen automatically, mm-hmm. and you know, and the thing is, you know, there's so many times that we can't see. You know, I love that passage in Isaiah. You know, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. I'm like, yeah, I got it. Can I have some insight into your thoughts now? But, you know, we can't see things. There are just so many things we can't see. We can't see things about ourselves. We can't see things about our patterns of behavior. And we can't see into the hearts of other people very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, Lord, let me see what I need to see. It's been my go-to prayer for 6 months now.
Okay.
And it really, really, really helped. Not comfortable.
No.
You know, it's like that, thy will be done.
Yes.
That one comes
yeah.
off your tongue really fast, but when you actually have to say it for real, that's one of the hardest prayers in the world. But that's one thing that helps me.
Yeah, thank you so much for that.
It's
thank you.
Yeah, God bless you. God bless you.
I'll be praying that very simple yet heartfelt prayer to him throughout the day and the rest of my days until he shows me exactly what I need to see, because it's very challenging to when you're repeating that same pain again. And it's
yeah.
like there is like you said about the crack in the wall. You know it's something there. There's a part of you that want to, but then don't want to, but you know you got to do it. And so it's
mm-hmm.
like, show me, mm-hmm. I need to do this. And, you know, I'm even in my last year of school and my master's degree and writing a thesis here on intercessory prayer. And I'm like, this is really giving me some experience along the way. And it is. I know God doesn't want us to learn things the hard way. I know that. But it just seems like this flesh and this world we live in, we're all bound to learn some things the hard way rather than his way. And that's
you know,
the troubling part that I deal with a lot, too.
You know, I know for me, there came a point in my life where I'd had so many hard things happen, and I used to fight against them so much. And I finally realized I actually pray more when things are hard. I pray better.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. If that's what it takes to get me on my knees and open my heart, well, then let me have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, that's the good that comes out of any situation if I use it that way.
Yeah.
And that's where God pushes us, and will continue to push us, you know, and it's the beauty, again, going back to, at the end of the day, it's, you know, our relationship with Him, and, you know, we trust that, and continue to trust in God that He will give us the strength. We can do all things through God who strengthens us. Amen.
Amen. Yep.
Now, what is your name? We didn't get your name.
My name is Sharon. My name is Sharon.
Sharon, we are so glad that you called in today. We're so grateful for your comments and your honesty. I believe it has helped each and every one of us. And, again, we want to send you this book, Daily Talks with God, Seasons of Prayer. And it actually, on page 67, it talks about praying for enemies. So you have a good place to start. Our producer will call you and send it to you. And we just want to say thank you again. And we hope that you can join us again next week.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Have a blessed day.
You too.
Julia, lastly, this has been awesome. Lastly, I just wanted to add, in light of our topic, and I mentioned it earlier, how, you know, in light of love and forgiveness, how to forgive when it's hard to forget? How can you really forgive when it's hard to forget? Help us there.
Well, yeah, I have a couple thoughts on that. First is that I don't think God's really, you know, we're not commanded to forget. We're commanded to forgive. They're different things. They're related, but they're not the same. God doesn't ask us to forget the facts or to pretend that reality isn't what it is. What He asks us to do is to prioritize our relationship with Him and with others more than our hurts. So forgiveness is not saying it didn't hurt or that's okay, because sin does hurt and sin is not okay. And if you stop and think about what kinds of things hurt the most, it's when someone treats us as if we don't matter, right? So forgiveness is saying that did hurt and it was wrong, and I am choosing to do what's in my power to be in a right relationship with, you know, with this person and with God. I mean, like Sharon, you know, what Sharon did was she chose to do what was in her power, which was call her ex-husband when her heart was able to do that, you know, when she had been given the strength, and to say she was sorry. And, you know, that's what we can do always. You know, we're going to have feelings. We're going to get angry. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to hurt other people. We are. And, you know, other people are going to do all those things to us too. But, you know, I think when we prioritize God first and our relationship with Him and our relationship with others first, you know, the forgetting isn't so important. You know, it's the forgiveness that clears things up.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Dr. Norman Peel, he offered 9 tips on forgiveness, and you talk about 2 of them, and I'll just say out 2. Number 5 of his tips was repeat the Lord's Prayer, inserting your offender's name. And so you would say, you know, forgive me my trespasses as I forgive so-and-so. You fill in the blank. So we just want to give a key out to you all, you know, repeat the Lord's Prayer, insert your offender's name, because I would think that what you're trying to emphasize is, you know, personalizing where this hurt is. Is that right?
Well, yes, and also praying on behalf of that person. Not just praying to forgive the person, but to pray. You don't know if that person's praying.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times you don't. A lot of times it's somebody that you don't know much about their life. And you don't. Maybe nobody's even prayed for that person for a week. Maybe nobody's prayed for them for a year or ever.
Right,
you know,
right.
To pray on that person's behalf or to pray the words on that person's behalf so that that person, as if that person had said the prayer.
Right. Yeah, that's good. And then you also mentioned, you know, the number 6 was pray for the person you resent. Ask for specific blessings for him, especially concerning matters that would have previously annoyed you. This will have an amazing curative effect on you and perhaps have a positive effect on the other person. Any thoughts on that?
I think that's exactly right.
Awesome. Well, we are so glad, again, Julia, that you were able to join with us today. And before I ask you to give any final thoughts, what we'd like to do is to pray for those who are with us on the line, those who are listening, and just lift up a prayer of love and forgiveness for our people. So I'm going to, you know, begin to pray, and you can pray with us. And everyone who's listening, pray along. You know, maybe it's not for you. Maybe it's for someone that you know is going through, you know, a challenge or experience. You can keep them in prayer. So we're going to go to the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that you allow us to talk about love and forgiveness, you know, and how it can be difficult to forgive. But Lord, because of your love and your forgiveness towards us, we know that you give us the strength to forgive those who have hurt us. I pray for every person that is listening today, that is hearing this show today, Lord, that they would be healed in their heart, healed in their mind, healed in their spirit, that you would continue to encourage them, Lord God, as they continue to draw closer to you. I pray, Father, that these experiences will only build them and make them stronger in you, and that they would be able to testify of your goodness and your miraculous works. We pray now that you would teach us, God, how to love others as you have loved us. And we pray, Lord God, that your love would just surpass every obstacle, every circumstance. We thank you for all that you're doing in our lives and in our communities. And we thank you for helping us to forgive. Lord God, may you get the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So, Julia, we thank you again. Are there any final thoughts you have to say to your listeners?
Just keep trying.
Keep trying.
You know, in our house, we always say practice makes progress. You know,
yeah.
You know, that's all you can do is just look at where you are. And when you're stuck, you know, and you think that you can't, you know, you can ask yourself, why do I think I can't? Is it because my inner three-year-old saying, I don't want to? Or is it because I can't, because I can't see how?
Hmm.
Or I can't because I don't have enough distance? Or, you know, I mean, there are all kinds of things, but that will guide your prayers. And get, so that you know what kind of help to ask God for.
Yeah, that's good. Stay persistent, people. There's power in persistence, and there's power in prayer. So, Julia, we thank you again. We have thoroughly enjoyed this conversation with you. Thank you for all the tips and the comments and just sharing your life's experience with us that we may be able to grow better as well as Christians and individuals walking this faith walk. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. We want to thank you for those who are listening in. Thank you for praying with us and for us as part of our prayer community. And until next time, remember, in everything you do and say, take a moment to reflect and pray, because we believe in the power of prayer. God bless you.